Blind singer-songwriter Lachi is shaping a more inclusive music world. One, can you tell us about your journey into music and how your blindness has influenced your songwriter as a quirky little outcast? I turned to my piano as a creative outlet. Through song, I was able to understand myself and the world around me better, and in turn, have others understand me and my different perspective. Back then I was super shy and ashamed as a result of my blindness and neurodivergences. Today, I'm definitely not shy and am super confident, but I'm still blind and neurodivergent, so obviously the disabilities were not the problem. Society was and is. With that said, today I use music to celebrate my differences. My song Diseducation is a joyful scat-filled combat to ableism, charity model, and erasure. My song Say the Words is about using the word disability instead of corny euphemisms. My song Black Girl Cornrows is a lyrical self-description, which gives blind folks access, and my song Lift Me Up celebrates disability community and our disabled ancestors who lift us up. Two, what artists or genres have inspired you the most, and how do you integrate those influences into your work? My mom played classics in the car and on Saturday mornings, like the Beatles, country artists like Dolly Parton, and the pop rock bands that took over the late 90s and early 2000s. I didn't have any blind female role models, so I settled for the few black female heavyweights and visionaries that came up during that era, like Alicia Keys, Lauryn Hill, and Missy Elliott. This exposure to a mix of genres definitely influenced my blending of genres as an artist. Being made up of many things, words, thoughts, and experiences, I like to reflect that through my art by blending genres and switching up vocal styles. 3. How do you approach the songwriter process? Do you follow a specific routine or method? My creative process is different every time, but essentially, I catch a vibe, a feeling, a churning in my gut or in my heart, and then the thing just pours forth. Whether it starts in the back seat of a car, in the shower, in front of a piano, or in a room with collaborators, it's a truly organic experience. My art is informed by the lives I and my ancestors have lived, gunning for first place in a society that was not built for our victory. Where I am now, my lyrics and melodies are a one-to-one discussion of me, my specific lived experience, and sharing lessons learned through my very unique perspective. 4. What is the most important message or theme in your lyrics? My ultimate goal is to infiltrate pop culture with different from elements of dance instrumentation and jazzy vocals to folk storytelling with the lyrical wit of hip-hop, I connect them all with a message of radical self-love, empowerment, and a touch of FM energy. 5. How do you prepare for live performances, and what do those experiences mean to you? I absolutely love live performances, going on tour, and connecting with the real energy of real people. I do keynotes, concerts, and keynote concerts, which are a blend of storytelling, humor, and music. I perform with ASL artist Indy Robinson, who signs all my lyrics while I play the piano and sing. I prepare by crafting a narrative through my set list, intertwined with personal stories. And of course, I get my nails did up, pack a fabulous outfit, and travel with my makeup artist. These live shows give me so much energy between the engaged crowds, my collaboration with Indy, and being on the road with the team. Being able to talk to folks after the show and hear how my music connected with them means everything to me. 6. What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced as a blind artist, and how have you overcome them? When I began pursuing music full-time, I ran into some serious barriers as a blind woman. Some studios were inaccessible, and due to certain stigmas, I did what I could to hide my disability. As I looked around at my peers in the industry, I couldn't find anyone that had a story similar to mine. I googled disability and music and nothing substantive came up. So I decided to be the representation, build the community that I needed, and help shape the industry that I wanted. I traversed the industry looking for as many professionals with disabilities, neurodivergence, or chronic or mental health conditions. I brought them together and formed Recording Artists and Music Professionals with Disabilities, aka RAMP, the consultancy group equipping music industry partners with access tools and solutions, as well as a professional affinity network amplifying disability culture and safe, accessible spaces in the music industry. We've now worked with major players like the Recording Academy, Live Nation, Netflix, Tidal, and more to bring opportunities to our networks and inclusive programming to music and live entertainment. 7. How do you use technology in your music creation and promotion? Accessible technology has helped improve my music creation. In fact, during COVID, I was able to build a studio at home that is completely accessible to me. It's equipped with assistive technologies like screen magnifiers, screen readers, and speech-to-text. I've also become a keyboard warrior, navigating my digital audio workstation with very little use of the mouse. 8. Are there any misconceptions about blind musicians that you would like to address? Blind musicians aren't supernatural oracles. Blindness is not supernatural, but a natural part of who I am and how I show up. Whether you're talking about me or Stevie Wonder or any other blind musician, our musical talents are because we love music and work hard, despite society telling us this career isn't for us. 9. What advice would you give to aspiring singer-songwriters who may have disabilities or face other challenges? Embrace all of who you are, even the parts society tells you to hide. Lean into your strengths, what you love and who you are, and infuse that unique part of yourself, the thing that makes you stand out, into your art and or your personal brand. Then you can focus on just being undeniable at your craft. Whether it be hours learning from YouTube, rehearsing, taking lessons, or interning, every successful career begins with honing your craft. And of course, show up. Virtually or in person, get out there. Network. Scope out and support your colleagues in the industry. Then rinse and repeat. 10. What projects are you currently working on, and what can fans look forward to in the future? So many projects are in the works. I've got new music coming out monthly, including my recently released track Diseducation Dance Mix, co-created with APL.DA.AP Black Eyed Peas. My book I Identify as Blind will be published through Penguin Random House next year. I'm working on a children's album elevating these deep discussions with Grammy-winning collaborators. We've got endless appearances, shows and keynotes around the globe, and a heck ton of other things I can't quite talk about yet. Keep up with me at Latchy Music on socials for upcoming projects, dates, and how you can get involved in infiltrating pop culture with different